अकीर्तिं चापि भूतानि कथयिष्यन्ति ते व्ययां संभावितस्य चाकीर्तिर् मरणादतिरिच्यते। अकीर्तिं चापि भूतानि। सो हियर कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज आर्ग्यूमेंट ऑफ हिज रीजनिंग टू पर्सुएड अर्जुन टू फाइट एंड ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस ऑफ नॉट फाइटिंग। So in the previous verse he said swadharmam hitva papam, that you lose your swadharma and you'll get papa, and he has also hinted at akirti. This also he has talked about in 2.2. Now he is emphasizing this, and actually this he'll emphasize for the next 2-3 verses, and let's look at what he is saying over here. Akirtim chapi bhutani. So your infamy, kathayishyanti te avyayam, kathayishyanti, bhutani is living beings, people in general, they will talk about your infamy, about your inglorious action, about your, not just inglorious, ignominious action, very disgraceful action of leaving the battlefield. Te avyayam, avyaya, Krishna has used the word avyaya to refer to the soul. The soul is immortal, but Krishna he is using now avyaya as the adjective for the infamy. He is saying the infamy will go on and on and on and on for a long, long time. Sambhavitasya cha kirtir, sambhavitasya. So, one who has been, who has given sammana. So, for a person who has got the bhav of samman, for one who has been honored, cha kirtir, kirtir, akirtir, this infamy, the disgrace of infamy will be maranad atirichyate, it will be worse than death. So Arjuna, you were saying that actually you are ready to die if you इदिमाम प्रतिकारम अशस्त्रम प्राशस्त्रपाणि धार्तराष्ट्रारणे हन्युस तन्मे क्षेमतरम भवेत। He had told in towards the end of the first chapter in 1.45. So here Krishna is responding and saying, O Arjuna, actually it is maranadatir, it will be worse than death for you to suffer like that. The suffering will be worse than death. Now, here it seems honor is given a lot of importance. Why is that? Actually, we have to understand the difference between honor, pride, and arrogance. Although they may sound similar, there is subtle and significant difference between them. The word honor is often used in a positive connotation. Now, pride, we often use it in the negative connotation. Whereas, often people also use pride in a positive connotation. Now, for example, we may have hotel pride or hotel executive pride. Or we may say that this particular project is the pride of the city. So, even ISKCON's temple in Delhi was called as the pride of India. Some other temple may be called as the pride of Maharashtra or whatever. So, it means pride is not considered necessarily negative. No, it's something which is glorious. That is, it is not wrong to feel proud of something glorious if that pride inspires us to act in a glorious way, to act in an honorable way, to act in the virtuous right way. Now, so pride, often pride can have positive or negative connotations depending on the usage. The negative connotation word is arrogance. Now, you don't have any hotel arrogance, or say he is the arrogance of India, or this particular place, nobody calls it like that. The word arrogance definitely has a negative connotation. And arrogance is undesirable, but pride is not necessarily always undesirable. So even Prabhupada would say to his disciples that when they would take initiation and they would take the vows of initiation, he would say that this is your word of honor. And if somebody did not keep the initiation vows, he would say, what had happened? How could you not keep your word of honor? Don't you have a sense of honor? You have taken a vow in front of the spiritual master, in front of the deities, in front of these venerable individuals. How could you not have kept the vow? So, the point of that is to recognize that we are expected to act honorably. Now, and the sense of honor inspires us to act honorably. So, similarly, the honor is talked about in the positive sense in the Bhagavatam, in the Dhruva Maharaj section, Aho Kshatri Tejas, Aho Teja Kshatriyana, Mana Bhangam Amrishyatam. You see how glorious the effulgence of the Kshatriyas, that they cannot tolerate the destruction, the insult, the impugnment to their honor. And that actually enables them to work wonderfully, to do heroic, courageous, extraordinary things. So here, Krishna is using the power of honor to impel Arjuna to act honorably. And that is the overall strategy of Varnashram Dharma, and that is in general the strategy of society. Now, of course, even in society, in general, there are certain activities which are shamed and certain activities which are honored. And by having certain activities which are shamed and scorned and derided, people are discouraged from doing those activities. So, for example, say in today's culture, now there is increasing sensitization of the brutality of the crime of rape. So in the past, when the rape would occur, often it would be the victim that would be stigmatized, and the victim would often not even have the courage to report the crime. But now, as the cultural ethos is changing, the support is coming from the victim, for the victim, and derision and condemnation and punishment is coming more swiftly for the victimizer, for the criminal. So, by this, by the public scorning of a particular action and the person who does that action, people in general, they are made to think, to hesitate before doing something dishonorable, so something terrible. Now, in this way, society can actually inspire people or impel people by using the power of their sense of honor. Now, nobody wants to be disrespected by society. Now, we all need a sense of belonging. We all need a sense of respect. It's not a need of the ego. It's a basic human need. We all need to belong. And all of us have a lower side. That lower side impels us to do wrong things. And by encouraging or by honoring things which are right, which are noble, which are virtuous, society encourages people to put down their negative side, to control and reject the negative side, and to bring out their virtuous side. So this same principle was channelized in the Kshatriya community by the principle of heroism being heroic courage being honored among Kshatriyas. So if a Kshatriya acted honorably, fighting heroically even against overwhelming odds, and came out unscathed, came out successful, the Kshatriya would become a hero for a long, long, long time to come. So as Arjuna had done single-handedly, besting the Kaurava hordes, not just the Kaurava hordes, but the Kaurava champions also at Virat. So he had gained immortal fame. So
So now, if somebody is getting immortal fame and after that, somebody performs extremely terribly, chickens out at the critical moment, as Arjuna is doing. So the point is that the power of honor is used to encourage, inspire people to act heroically. So Arjuna had acted so heroically at that time, and that inspired other warriors also to act heroically. And if a Kshatriya would act in a cowardly way, then people would talk about it and the infamy would spread, and that infamy, especially for one who has been honored, would be terrible. And that infamy would, the fear of that infamy would impel the Kshatriya to act honorably. And in that way, the Kshatriya would be able to stay away from dishonorable course of action and stay firm on the course of honorable action. So Krishna is talking more about the social reality than the underlying subtle psychological reality. The subtle psychological reality is that we all want to be, have a sense of belonging and a sense of acceptance and respect within the community that we belong. And that innate longing within us is channelized and utilized within Varnashram and within the specific context of Kshatriya community to give disimpetus to Kshatriyas from acting in cowardly ways and to give them impetus to act in heroic ways. So Arjuna, if he acts in a cowardly way, he will have to bear the brunt of the consequence of being dishonored. And that reminder Arjuna Krishna is using as a speed breaker or almost a stopper from Arjuna's misguided plan of action of avoiding the war. Thank you.